Army veteran Robert Menendez knows this scenario all too well. This video simulation brings back memories of combat in Iraq and Afghanistan.
I was always having dreams, certain things that, you know, had happened during deployments, especially my last one, you know, that has to do with other people that we may have lost.
Like the actor in this video, Menendez often felt anxious and angry. He became distant from family and friends.
So I only told people that I felt comfortable telling that I had experienced it and that may be going through it as well.
So a military friend suggested he download this free interactive video called The War Inside. It dramatizes different scenarios about the challenges of coming home after combat. Menendez identified with a soldier experiencing post-traumatic stress who is trying to understand and control his behavior.
I think once I acknowledged the fact that I did have issues, it helped me actually cope with it.
The War Inside is produced by Will Interactive. Sharon Sloan, the company's founder, says the scenarios are based on real stories.
I think it's very important to give someone something that he or she can use in the privacy of their own home when they can really get in touch with their feelings. They give people the opportunity to experiment with choices of what they want to do to handle a situation.
Those choices are in the form of questions that pop up on the screen during the scenes, and users can think about how they would respond. Menendez says depending on the answer he picks, the outcome will be different.
And it tells you what could happen, and if you had done something else, what would happen then. I started trying each individual reaction, and some outcomes were better than the others.
The War Inside has been viewed by tens of thousands of soldiers, individually and in groups. It's an effective tool, says psychiatrist Elspeth Cameron Ritchie, a retired Army colonel.
Sometimes it resonates with their wartime experiences. These are realistic. They bring them back to being in Iraq, but that engages them and draws them in.
Even though Menendez still struggles with post-traumatic stress, he says the video has helped him open up to family and friends and control his anger.
If somebody invites me somewhere and I don't want to go, and they ask me again, I'm like, I don't want to go. But instead of slamming a door in his face, I'll just say, I'm sorry.
While no video can erase the trauma of combat, The War Inside is helping ease its lingering effects. Deborah Block, VOA News,
buddy.
Rockville, Maryland.
I didn't mean to yell at you like that, okay? Can you clean up your train for me next time?